Welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited that we are about to fellowship again. You have just tuned in to the hottest grown and sexy relationship conversation piece out of Charlotte, North Carolina. My name is Angelo Puerto Real, and I am so happy that you have decided to tune in to another episode of Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank all of you who have been rocking with me. I'm from the very beginning, my A1s from day ones. Where are you? Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have come a long way, haven't we? Yes. Listen, to my new subscribers and my new followers, thank you. Buckle up for the ride because I love to keep it real and keep it classy, but I love to cover the topics that matter the most in the relationships or that's having the most chatter. So if you didn't know, now you know. If you haven't had an opportunity to follow Diva Speaks on any social media platform, I am extending the invitation to do so. You are missing out. So I'm super excited. I got something I got to tell you guys. But let's start with the social media. You can follow me on social media. My Instagram handle is Diva Speaks, the underscore sign official. That's right. You can follow me on Instagram. You can also follow me over there on that dinosaur platform, Facebook, facebook.com/ True Diva Speaks. Or you could just type in the Facebook search field, True Diva Speaks, and then we'll bring you to the Diva Speaks Relationships page. I also have a group. From there, you can join the group. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. My TikTok handle is Diva Speaks Relationships and the number one. Once again, my TikTok handle is Diva Speaks Relationships and the number one. Yes, 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 yes. You can also find me on Station Head Radio. I have a radio radio station channel, Diva Speaks Relationships on Station Head Radio. So, you know, this is where I'm about to drop this jewel. This is where I have introduced the segment Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. I get letters in the inbox and I read them to you based on if the issue, okay, of the letter seems to be a reoccurring theme across the board with our relationships based on the chatter on the social media pages. And I respond to the letter to my reader, and I keep it anonymous, but Talk That Talk is the newly formed niche of Diva Speaks Relationships, and it has done extraordinarily well. So again, you can find Diva Speaks Relationships on Station Head Radio. My handle is Diva Speaks. And Talk That Talk, while I am reading the letters, I also do the same thing on my TikTok page where I go live, I read the letters. But if you miss all of that, no worries. It is filmed. I videotape it and I put it out for the masses to consume, honey, because these letters are the tea. Okay. If you have ever felt like an issue that you were having in your relationship with your man or your woman, right? And you really, like myself, I take pride in my privacy. It's nobody's business what goes on with Angela, okay? In my household or my relationship, okay? So if you're like me, then if you go through something, you know, it's rather personal, but you would like some feedback, you know, in addition to prayer. And, you know, you can't always put your family and your friends in your business. That's not the way to go. But anyway, so if you've ever been struggling with an issue and you wanted some alternative perspectives or just to hear a voice of reason other than your own, make sure that you subscribe to any one of my social media pages or platforms, because I do distribute the letter after I have read it. And again, it's called Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. Oh my goodness, guys, I have been busy. And so I'm not sure where you're watching this from. So we are just going to dice it up and let me cover all bases. To start off, Diva Speaks Relationships has its very own Roku channel. If you didn't know, now you know. That's right. Diva Speaks Relationships. I have my very own Roku channel. So make sure if you have a Roku television that you are adding my channel to your Roku television so that you can be able to stay tuned and stay informed with my shows, the talk show and the ministry, okay, when I release these episodes. In addition to that, my channel is evolving. I have some old throwback sitcoms, some of your favorites. I have some good music. Okay, I have some good movies. There's great content. So the channel is evolving, and I would love for you to subscribe and just stay, you know, plugged in to the Diva Speaks Relationships Network. So we got that out the way. You can also find the Diva Speaks Relationship Talk Show on Access 21 Roku TV and Creole TV Roku channel as well. In addition to finding my talk show on Access 21, you can also find it if you're watching or if you have been rocking with the Diva since the beginning of my television debut with the Access 21. The talk show also airs on the Spectrum 21 channel. Okay, if you have cable or if you have AT&T UVerse, don't worry about it. That would be channel 99 every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I think I have covered about everything. Okay, so let's go. I've given you my Instagram handle, the Facebook handle, the TikTok handle. You know about the newly formed Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships that started out on the radio station, my radio station, which is located on Station Head. If you download the app and type in and subscribe to my radio station, which is Diva Speaks, that is where you will find all of the tea, honey. And listen, if you don't have, you know, an interest in subscribing to my Station Head radio station, no worries. I do read the letters and I respond to them on TikTok, and I release the footage over all of my platforms, including my YouTube channel page. So, and that is Diva Speaks Relationships TV. So I think we have covered everything. There's no need to mention the website because you guys know that it is at the beginning and at the end of my show. So let's get into it. So tonight, we're going to be talking about something that is very needed and necessary. And so the title is Signs That Your Spouse or Your Boo, Your Significant Other, whatever title they possess, okay? Signs that your significant other wants out of the relationship. So you have to fill in the blank, okay? Signs that your significant other, spouse, boo, girlfriend, boyfriend, man, babe, wants out of the relationship. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. And I'm going to go ahead and warn you now, not warn you, but to give you notice that this particular topic is going to be either two or three different episodes. So this is going to be more than one show that we are going to discuss this so that you will be equipped with the information that you need to identify the signs that trouble has landed in your relationship. And it's just a matter of time before the collapse happens. And I know it may be painful to acknowledge that the person that you're loved and plugged into and invested in wants out, but okay, you have to recognize these signs. And if there is any hope of salvaging your relationship, if you can identify some of these signs that we're going to be talking about for the next 2 to 3 weeks, there may be hope for you and your relationship and get to the root of the problem and hopefully turn things around. I'm not saying, or nor do I want you to buy into trying to talk someone into staying with you that really wants to leave. However, sometimes there are problems that have not been resolved in the relationship. They have lingered for too long and have worn on a person. And you may be dealing with a person that don't have the tools or the answers or the solution to fix it. and they are just simply tired of dealing with it. And to that I say, sometimes it's best to be able to recognize these signs that they want out so there can be some additional conversation if possible so that you can get to the root of the problem, find a solution, and turn that thing back around, because Diva Speaks is all about keeping relationships intact and being able to restore and reconnect with your partner and have a beautiful, successful relationship. So this particular topic came to mind. I was watching, guys. I was laying in bed, doing what I do best, lay in bed. I love my bed. That is where I find myself, okay? That is where I find myself. That is where I calm down. That is where I feel my inner peace. That is my peace, is laying in that bed, okay? I have an unhealthy attachment to my bed. So anyway, I was laying in bed and I discovered on the Discovery Channel, I have the Discovery app, Discovery Plus, I think. And I discovered this new show called, it's new to me, may not be new to you. It is called Addicted to Marriage. And let me tell you, they had me at the first episode. I mean, they grabbed me. So the premise of the show, I think, if I'm getting it right, for those of you who already are viewers of the show or who are fans of that particular show, is that you have someone, there's a couple, and one of the people in this relationship have been married multiple times. And it seems as if they're addicted to marriage because of the number of partners, marriage partners or spouses they have had. So in one of the episodes, there was this lady, it's this couple, and this particular lady, this is what makes it so bad. She's been married 11 times. 11 times total she's been married. So she's with this guy and she has a spending habit that is unhealthy for any relationship. Very unhealthy, and it is wearing, remember what I just talked about, getting to the root of an issue of a problem, because it wears on a person, and sometimes people have just been in that season of struggle for too long. But just for me tuning in that night, I could tell that her spending habit was a major issue and a deal breaker for her fiance. And you know, she would try to think of things to do with him, to reconnect with him, because she acknowledged that the relationship was in a bad place. Very smart lady in that capacity. She was trying to find things for them to do, but the things that she was finding for them to do required them to spend more money, of which he had allocated for the bills to be paid. So as the relationship progressively gets worse, there's one scene that it got my attention. There's a scene where he's come home from work and she wants to have a conversation because the night before they didn't sleep in the same bed together. And all of us that are married and all of us that have been in long-term relationships and grown folk, we know, okay, you're not coming to bed is a problem. He didn't come to bed and he left and went to work the very next day. Didn't say goodbye. Didn't say have a nice day. He just got up from the couch and went to work. When he got back home, she was waiting on her man, okay, to get back home so she could talk about what their problem was. Because remember, the night before, they didn't sleep in the same bed together. So it only compounded, you know, the feelings that she was having. You know, her feelings were brewing. And let me just pause the tape right there. That is the one thing that I have struggled with in my own marriage, in my previous relationships, is knowing when to pick your spots, knowing when to approach a problem. And one of the things that studies have found is that trying to talk to your man when they first get off work is a no-no. Men need to come home and let them tell it, child. I'm not saying I disagree, but I'm just saying let them tell it. They need to settle down and collect their thoughts and give them their moments of peace. Don't greet them as they come home from work with issues and problems. They've just come back from a hard day's work. So anyway, that's what she did. And the more she talked, the more emotional she got. And she was crying and bawling her eyes out. Let me tell you, this man stood on the other side of that room. He was very stoic. He showed no emotion. He was doing everything with the facial expressions. And I'm guessing that she was just sobbing so hard that she wasn't fully aware that he was not receiving anything she was saying. And I said at that moment, he wants out of that relationship. He wants out of that relationship. He did nothing to acknowledge her feelings. He did nothing to squash or to try to calm her down or to reassure her that, you know, they were going to make it. You know, things that people say, things that you want to hear, at least when you're in a relationship that is in the midst, the heart of the crisis. And they were. I mean, she was bawling her eyes out and she was telling him, she was giving him her laundry list of things that he was failing at in the relationship. And he went back at her full throttle because he was fed up. He was fed up and he wanted nothing more than for her to shut up and leave. And I saw it as a viewer that this man wanted out of the relationship. She couldn't see it. She's in the eye of the storm. Her heart is so wrapped up into it that she is not able to see that he's done. And when I watched that scene, I could recall a one time in my life. You know, I always tell you guys, I'm very transparent to a certain extent because I'm very anal about protecting my privacy and my family doesn't play that. My daughters nor my husband like me talking about them. So if you don't hear me talk about them, child, they got me on lock. But I do always like to tell you guys that I am a woman of a particular age. I've been through many things in my lifetime. Okay. And I've had a few relationships and I can tell you that that scene had elements to it that were very familiar to me. Mm-hmm. Very familiar to me. And you know, experience is a good teacher. And I like to say I'm a good student. I may not be an A+ student when it comes to certain things, but that I think I got an A on. And I know just from watching that interaction on camera that that man wanted out and that she had allowed herself to become so emotionally undone that she couldn't recognize that. So here we are, you and I, we are about to talk about some of the identifiers that if you have a feeling in your gut that something isn't right, that you're not settled with the way that things are, and you just, no matter how much effort you have put into things, you can't seem to shake that, number one, things aren't getting better, or that things are progressively getting worse. You're not getting the results that you want. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about it. So I have a list of things. I've done my studies on this topic. I've done my due diligence. I've looked and did some research. I have looked at what the experts have unanimously agreed with. So let's talk about it. So if you feel like you or someone you know is in a similar situation, I'm here to help. That's right. Diva Speaks is here to help. Angela Puttorial is here to help you. So let's start tackling somebody. You like, Diva, shut up. Let's talk about it. Okay, here I go. Calm down. Okay, so outside of telling you that they want out, that they're over it, whatever it is, because it ain't just one problem that has brought them to that conclusion or made them flip the switch, okay? Outside of them telling you that they want out of the relationship, the number one sign that you can tell that your partner wants out is you are no longer a priority for them. No longer. You used to be the focal point. You used to be a priority. It was manifested in their actions, in how they treated you. It was something that it was just understood. You were their priority and vice versa. But somewhere along the way, things have shifted. You know, and it's evident that you are no longer a priority for them. The relationship is no longer a priority for them. That is the number one way. That is number one on the list that you can tell that something is wrong. They are looking towards that door and walking out of it. You are no longer a priority, okay? Number two, even when you two are together, even when the two of you may be laying in bed, maybe you are watching a movie on a couch, or maybe you're taking a ride somewhere, maybe you're out at the movies or whatever you're doing, even though you're with them, you can see that they're not there with you. Their thoughts are a million miles away. They're distant. It's a distant look in their eye. You can tell that their thoughts are somewhere else. Even though their body is physically there with you, they are in your presence, but they're not there with you. That's dangerous, especially if you keep seeing it and you compound that with you're no longer a priority. Something is wrong. Something is wrong, and they're probably thinking of a way to exit the relationship. Okay, let's move right along because we have so much territory to cover. Number three, for my couples who are not married, for my couples who are not living in the same household or whatever, you know what? I take that back. Let me just tell you what number three is. Phone calls get less and less. They're less frequent and they're shorter. The conversation is very short. They no longer reach out like they used to. The two of you are no longer having phone conversations when the two of you are at work or when you are apart. The patterns have changed. Okay, so when you want to add that to, you're no longer a priority. They're distant even when they're with you. And the phone calls are getting less frequent. Do you find yourself reaching out more? Do you find yourself going to voicemail? Do you find that once upon a time you could hold, I'm just giving you an example, 15 to 30 minute effortlessly with the person that you love, and that's no longer the case? It seems like you talk about whatever needs to be discussed and then they're ready to get off the phone. They got something to do. They make up an excuse to exit. Something's wrong. They're pulling away. Okay. Later on, as we unpack, okay, these reasons or these, not the reasons, these red flags that you're looking for, we're going to talk about what it could be. Okay, but we got a couple of more episodes into this before we get to that. So let's move right along. We talked about you're no longer a priority. We talked about them being distant in your presence. We've talked about the phone calls getting less and less. In addition to that, you're not talking about anything meaningful anymore outside of maybe bills or what needs to be discussed. Maybe the kids, for those of you who have children together, you notice that it's not what it once was, and it's definitely not anything good. Okay, so moving right along, you can feel them pulling away. Something in your gut is telling you they're pulling away, because you can see the distance that they're creating between the two of you. You're no fool. You're not making this up, and you're not watching this by accident. It was meant for you to watch this because there's someone out there who is experiencing this. You just haven't put it into word that these things are happening. But now that the diva's talking to you, now you know, okay? You can feel them pulling away, especially if you're a woman watching this. We have this thing, this God given to us. I don't know what be wrong with me sometimes. It's called a female's woman's intuition. That rarely leads us wrong. When we feel our men pulling away, we know that something is wrong. Okay. We may not have the reason, the specific reason, but we know something's wrong. Okay. So you have a gut feeling that they're pulling away, or it's evident that they're pulling away. Okay. Number five, they stopped asking you about your day. They stop having a genuine interest in you as their partner, as their spouse. They don't ask anything about you. They're less interested in what you have going on or anything about you, your day. Nothing about you interests them. They don't ask any questions because they don't want to know. And you have picked up on that. Well, That's a dangerous sign. It's a dangerous sign that they want out of the relationship. But we're going to keep on because we got so much to cover. I keep saying that. Okay, here's another one. Number six, that this could apply to either or. It could apply to the both of you. So it's the onus is not just on your partner. You or them dread spending time with you or each other. You're no longer giddy or excited or looking forward to the time, the intimate times together, whether that is in the bedroom or maybe that's date night, but it's no longer that feeling of love and enthusiasm. Now it's a sense of dread. That's a dangerous sign. If both of you are experiencing that, if you are experiencing that, or they are experiencing that, that is a dangerous sign. Something has come undone. So talking about that leads us to, you notice that date night has ceased or is drastically slowed down. Drastically slowed down. Have you found yourself asking why can we get out and do something, or begging them to let's go out and have a night together, have a night out on the town, let's spend some time together? Because if you don't ask for it, if you don't suggest it, it doesn't happen. And then there are some of you, even if you do, it doesn't. You got a problem on your hand. And I know you don't want to hear this, but these are the facts. That if the two of you have went from having regular date nights and having one-on-one time together and spending that time together as a couple, and you used to enjoy it, and now it's stopped, now you have to damn near beg them to do anything with you, to take you out, and to have that quality couple's time that you used to have together, something is wrong, and signs are pointing to they are about to exit the relationship because they want out. I'm going to stop right there. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, you guys. So let's just jump right back into some of the identifiers that your spouse, your significant other, or your partner wants out of the relationship. Okay, so we've talked about a few things so far, but let's just continue that list. There's a lack of physical contact and or sex. There's no intimacy. And I hate to say this, but if you're always the one initiating and asking and suggesting that the two of you, you know, have that one-on-one fellowship and in the bedroom, something's wrong. When they've stopped wanting to have sex with you, when they've stopped wanting to make love to you, when they've stopped wanting to touch you, there's no affection whatsoever. They don't touch you. You don't feel their touch. There's no skin-to-skin contact. That is a dangerous sign. That's a sign. We're not going to discuss what that could be specifically all by itself. We're going to talk about that later on down the road as we get more and more into the identifiers as to what points to them wanting to leave. But if you've noticed that you guys no longer have a sex life, there's no more intimacy, and if you don't initiate it, they don't either, or they reject you or flat out don't want it, you have a problem on your hand, okay? I need you to recognize that your person is thinking about jumping ship. And probably very soon. All right. Here is another indicator and another red flag for those of you who are married. Every time there's a disagreement, divorce is always the go-to place or the first option that they jump to as a solution to the problem. They don't want to work through the problem with you. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to come to a compromise. They don't want to take accountability for whatever part they are playing in the dysfunction of the relationship. Rather than talk about the dysfunction, they bring up divorce. because that shuts the conversation down. That is their solution to the problem so that they can go on about their life. That is a red flag. That is a red flag. That is somebody who is immature. That is somebody who does not value the relationship. That is somebody who has stopped investing into that relationship and that marriage, and they are looking towards the door. Dangerous sign. Very, very dangerous sign. And we're going to talk about that as this particular series continues. So I want you to hold on. I don't want you to get discouraged. I just want you to get informed right now. This is not about discouraging you. This is not about being negative. This is about empowering you with knowledge so that later on, okay, we can start talking about some things, some solutions, and some go-to places of your own that's going to help you and your relationship, and your marriage. Okay, so this kind of work, this next red flag works hand in hand with what I just talked about. Divorce being the go-to option. You know, never wanting to discuss solutions or the answers or how can we fix this. It's never, let's stay and fight for this relationship. I want to fight for us. You know, I believe in us. We're just going through a hard time right now. It's none of that. It's always divorce. But here's another one. Discussions about you guys' future, whether that be next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Have you been paying attention? They stopped talking about anything regarding the future with you. And if they do discuss the future, it is specifically about them and what they want to do. Or if you address it, if you're smart enough to have caught that and you have addressed it, have you noticed that they are now saying, you know, well, it doesn't always have to be about you. You know, I can plan things for myself. You know, it should automatically be assumed. No, don't buy into that. Do not buy into that. Because people say what they mean most of the time. And I'm a firm believer of the Bible when it says, you know, and I'm not mixing Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry into this show, but I do need to say this. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you have found that their conversations are always geared toward the future that only includes them and excludes you, or the relationship conversation pieces that used to include talking about you guys' future has stopped, they're looking to walk out. That's what the experts have said. And I don't know why I can't say experts today, okay? So let's just keep it pushing because we have so many points. Guys, it is so many. And I looked at this list as when I finished writing my outline for the show, and I looked at the list that was compiled by, I think it was between 3 to 5 different relationship expert therapists. I was like, you know how many people are overlooking some of these signs and thinking that this too shall pass? When one isolated incident or one sign in and of itself is not always an indication that that person wants out. But when you start noticing that I got 3 to 8, 8 to 20 on this list, I'm exaggerating, then there's a huge problem that I think most people are not being able, you see it, but you're not connecting in your head that these are signs that this person wants out of the relationship. Okay, so let's keep going. Have you noticed, according to the experts, when they want out, they are super, super argumentative. What used to be a discussion among adults, okay, amongst adults, okay, two people in a relationship that are having a disagreement, or you're not having a meeting of the minds, or it could be something minor. Now, if you're having a disagreement, it's now an argument of a major magnitude. Any type of disagreement, they turn it into an argument. Any issue, anything that you say, it's like you have now become enemy number one. They are super argumentative and they've painted you to be the villain in every scenario. You can't win for losing. That is a dangerous sign as well. They always turn everything into an argument when it doesn't have to be. And then they point the finger at you Sandra, you're starting arguments. No, it's not you starting arguments. It's you trying to get a handle on things before they continue to unravel until you're at the very end. Unfortunately, that's what they want. Anytime a person turns an opportunity to find a solution to the problem into an argument, this person has checked out. Because the more arguments that you have, you give them, you empower them more. You give them more reasons to want to walk out and to leave. Because now the argument for them is, we're arguing all the time. They just want to argue with me all the time. When the truth of the matter is, you are simply trying to salvage your relationship. You are simply trying to get to the root of the issue at what's causing all of these arguments outside of them taking it there. Them being super argumentative and turning everything into an argument is definitely a red flag and points to that your spouse, your significant other, your bae, your boo, your man, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your woman wants out of the relationship. So you have a problem on your hand. So another, this one grips my heart because it takes me back. Oh, I know I'm being transparent right now. I told you that episode, I saw some stuff. Okay, so here's another indication that your partner, your spouse, okay, I try to cover all the titles so everybody feels included, okay? I want you to feel like I'm talking to you if you are experiencing this. I don't want to leave anyone out. Here's another dangerous indication outside of the bedroom, okay? They're not kind. They're not loving. They're not warm. Not towards you, not anymore. They're very cold. They're very distant. They act very cold towards you. And if you was to get honest with yourself, you would say that they act like they damn near hate me. The way that they talk to you, their tone is ice, cold as ice. You don't even recognize them in their mannerisms towards you and how they treat you anymore because they're so cold towards you. There's no love radiating from them. There's no love in their touch. There's no touch at all. Dangerous sign. They checked out, they worn out. It's just a matter of time before they exit. Okay? So if this is happening in your relationship, I need you to be prepared for the day that they walk out. I need you to know that they have prepared to leave you and that you're going to have to either be ready to deal with the exit, deal with them not wanting to work it out because things are so far undone at this point. But I will leave you with this as we continue this conversation about identifying the red flags that points to them wanting to leave you and leave the relationship. I need to leave you with this as we carry on that, you know, God does have the final say. I don't want you to try to talk to somebody who wants to leave you. But if there is a salvageable moment there, or if your relationship can be salvaged based on a conversation, a heart-to-heart conversation, then I definitely promote that. I definitely encourage that. You know, sometimes we do have to be accountable for the things that have happened that led, you know, your person to want to flee. You know, sometimes people are running from hurt. Sometimes people are running from disappointment. Sometimes people are running from themselves. You know, it's not always cotton candy and roses. Sometimes there's a combination of things that point to people wanting to leave. But right now, you and I are talking about what are some of the behaviors that you can recognize that points to they've made a decision to leave. Okay? So again, you can't talk to them without it being an argument. You can't talk to them without it resulting in a fight. And they've become very cold and distant. They're no longer loving and warm towards you anymore. So we've just talked about that. All conversations, here's another point. They're super defensive. No matter what, you can't, super defensive. They're always on the defense. If you've noticed that, put that on your list as well. Okay? They ghost you. Now that would apply to variety set of circumstances that could be, you know, ghosting you on the phone calls, ghosting you on dates, not following through with plans that the two of you have made, and not really giving an explanation ahead of time that this isn't going to happen on tonight or whatever, whenever we said it was, and simply just not showing up anymore, not giving you an explanation, not giving you notice, not the official cancellation of whatever. They simply ghost you. They won't out. Something has broke. Something has happened. This is not pretty to hear. This is not what should happen, but this is the reality. According to the experts, ghosting is a sign that they want out of the relationship, whether that is ghosting on dates, ghosting on events, ghosting on phone calls, ghosting as far as in-person appearance, they want out. Okay. They're very uninterested in your whereabouts. And I find that very troubling and concerning. And I read that twice, and it was on 2 out of the 5 lists that I, the studies from the therapist, the counselors is what I'm trying to say, that they're very uninterested in your whereabouts. And the argument would be with some people is that, well, I'm just that secure in the relationship that I don't have to worry about where you are. I'm not about to check in with you. That's for insecure individuals. And I get that to a certain extent. I get that. However, in these modern times that we live in this day and age that we live in, especially if you are the woman in the relationship that this is happening to be in a relationship or a marriage with a man who does not care about your whereabouts says, I don't give an F about you anymore. We have so many women, young girls that end up missing. They are victims of sex trafficking and human trafficking. And for a man to literally have no interest in your whereabouts, to not care about your well-being, because that ties in together, says that he is checked out and he probably needs to be out the door already. If you're not concerned about my safety, if me making it home on time is of no consequence to you, if me being where I'm supposed to be and making it there safely, you don't give a damn about, you can take your ass on out the door. And I say this for any and every woman, because this happens in relationships. This was happening on the episode of Addicted to Marriage that I watched. I think this was the same couple. I think. Don't hold me to that. But yeah, I stand by that, because we have so many women, young girls, and children that end up missing by foul play. This trafficking, human and sex trafficking, is at an all-time high. And if you are in a relationship with a man who don't give a damn that you made it to Walmart, okay, and you got there safely, or you got back safely, or that you got there unharmed and without incident, something is wrong. And then you got to question yourself, is he the person for you? Because if you are not going to protect me, if you have no interest in my well-being, kick rocks. It is what it is. But let's get back to what the identifier is. They have no interest in your whereabouts. This has nothing to do with insecurity. This has everything to do with making sure that you're safe. Making sure that my woman, my girl, made it to where she's supposed to be. Making sure that she made it home. Making sure that she made it to work. Making sure that she made it to my sister's house safely, making sure that she went to pick up the kids and she made it there safely. It's all kind of things. You know, there are so many movies and so many true crime episodes that grace our television screens that you almost have to be a heartless person to not care about your woman's whereabouts. But anyway, I digress. As you can see, I'm very passionate about that, because human trafficking is very real. So anyway, moving on, let's keep going on because we only have a few more minutes. They have made financial arrangements to enable them to leave. This gets very specific, doesn't it? Have you noticed that they're putting money away? Have you noticed that they can't account for some of the spending? Have you noticed that they've been very private with their banking information? Well, once everything was very transparent between the two of you. Once upon a time, information was exchanged. It was no secret what each of you had in the joint account and the separate accounts. It was no secret about what your spending habits were. And now all of a sudden that has changed. They're no longer wanting to share with you what they're doing with their money, or they're being very stingy and they're pulling back on how much they're investing into the household or into you, or into what the two of you are doing. Maybe they've come up with some excuse as to where their money is going, but according to the studies that have been done, if you have noticed that they have started making arrangements that there's money unaccounted for, or they're saving, and the reasoning and the patterns have changed, they're making the financial arrangements so that they can leave. Okay, I know that you don't want to hear that, but some of you may be experiencing that, and you need to be aware of what is happening right before you. Okay, okay. Here's another one that's near and dear, no matter what type of relationship you're in. Have you noticed, and this is what I noticed in going back to that show episode that inspired this topic. Have you noticed that the efforts to get to calmer waters in the relationship, have you noticed that any efforts to salvage the relationship, to restore the relationship to good standing, is one-sided? It's not a joint effort to keep things going and to get things back on track, to get to a happier place. It's all on you. No efforts whatsoever. No effort, no interest. I need you to sit with that for a few seconds. Has that been happening to you? Have you noticed that every effort made from the bedroom to date night to conversations to phone calls all have been one-sided and is coming from your side? They're not putting forth any effort. The reasoning is because they've checked out. They want out of the relationship. Again, we're not going to talk about why right now. We're not going to talk about the reasons, that point. We're just going to identify what they're doing. And if they're not putting forth any effort whatsoever, it points to they have checked out of the relationship. They want out, and they're making plans to do so. Okay, moving on to the next point. Have you noticed, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about, them pulling away. Remember I said that you can feel them pulling away. And as a woman, we have been gifted with female's intuition. Okay, so here's another one to tie hand in hand with that. Have you noticed that they are very closed off emotionally? Mm-hmm. See, that also works with the being in your presence and being there with you physically, but, okay, they're there with you physically, but they're disconnected, they're distant, their mind is somewhere else. You can tell, it's right there in front of you. And now that I brought that to the forefront of your mind, can you also, okay, be honest with yourself and say they're very closed off emotionally? Because when a person is closed off emotionally, that also impacts the bedroom activity. If you've noticed that, signs are pointing to something has gone wrong. They have checked out. They are making plans to leave. Okay. Again, tongue tied. They are closed off emotionally. Okay, so this one I've already kind of addressed that. I've talked about how they're no longer warm and loving towards you. They're very cold. But I'm going to go ahead and reinforce that point and say that they are growing increasingly cold and distant towards you. And I know this is painful. This is a very painful time. And this is what I like to describe on my podcast. And I forgot to mention that. If you haven't subscribed to the Diva Speaks Relationships podcast, it is available wherever you get your podcast from. Okay. Make sure that you stay tuned and stay connected to my Diva Speaks Relationships podcast. And Diva Speaks is all one word. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast today when you have a moment. Okay. But anyway, they become increasingly cold and distant towards you. And you're like, what the hell is going on? They're no longer warm and loving and kind and giving and being what you knew them to be. They're not that person that you fell in love with. They're not given what needs to be given in a relationship to sustain it. Okay. That's because they checked out or they want out. Okay. Wrapping up, we got a couple of more points. Does it seem that no matter when they make it into your presence, whether they get home from work, the store, the gym, the supermarket, wherever they're always angry. They are always angry in your presence. It seems like nobody, they wake up angry because they don't want to be there. They don't want to be there anymore. They have checked out of the relationship. But again, I have to keep reminding you of that. I don't want you to be discouraged. I just want you to be informed of what's going on. Don't you dare get discouraged. You can't begin to fix something until you start identifying what is wrong or if there's something wrong. And that's what you and I are doing right now. So don't you dare get discouraged. Okay. All right. Here's the final point I want to wrap up with, okay? Because we're going to have to do a part two on the next episode of the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. My final point is, are you having the feeling that you're having to walk on eggshells around them all the time? You're always tense because you don't know what's going to set them off. They're always angry. They're very cold. They're distant. They're not loving anymore. So you're doing your best to avoid any type of confrontation, making them mad, upsetting them even more, doing whatever makes them go off. But you feel as if you're walking on eggshells, trying to prevent a major blow up or explosion on their part. Okay. Yes, something's wrong. Something is wrong. What I want you to do until the next time you and I are able to fellowship together, I want you to be in constant prayer. I want you to start seeking out therapists or counselors. And if you don't have the money to do so, if you belong to a church, I need you to contact somebody there and start a conversation for your healing and start the conversation so that you'll be able to get some counseling and start to work through some of the things, and hopefully your spouse or your partner will be able to join you. Okay. But until we're able to connect together and you can get this good word over here, I need you to be very active and intentional with trying to prevent your relationship from falling by the wayside, because you, okay, are privy to information that I don't. Only you know what has transpired in your relationship to get it to this point. Perhaps you weren't aware that things were this bad, but now you know, because now you have some of the indicators that something has fallen by the wayside. And you want to salvage that marriage, that relationship, or do any and everything that is within your power to prevent your relationship from falling by the wayside. I hope that you guys have enjoyed another segment of Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. It has been my ultimate pleasure to be able to talk to you guys. We have so many wonderful things we're going to be discussing over this year of 2022. I need you to go back and do that refresher on the terms and conditions or the terms of use episode that we kicked off the year with, just as a refresher. Okay. And if you have not been able to tell anybody that the Diva Speaks Relationships has a Roku channel, make sure that you do so. Make sure that you add the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel to your Roku television. The Diva Speaks Relationship Talk Show airs on the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, the Access 21 Roku channel, and the Creole TV Roku channel, as well as AT&T UVerse channel 99 and Spectrum Cable channel 21 every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, this is Angelo Portorreal of the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show Network, brand, business, and ministry. Until the very next time, I want you guys to stay safe, be blessed, be intentional with having the best relationship that you can. And the Diva has spoken. Toodles.
This is Jorge Portorreal. Check out Diva Speaks Relationship TV show. Also, Diva Speaks Relationship on the Roku channel for the best of throwbacks and soul food for your relationship. Y para mi gente, los Latinos, check out Diva Speaks TV show. Y también en el canal Diva Speaks Relationship Roku. Para las relaciones que tienes. Si hay problema o si no hay problema, todavía chequeamos. Te va a ayudar.